我想今天早晨大家唱这首诗歌的时候一定是非常高兴。
I believe that everyone rejoiced greatly as we sing this hymn this morning.
在休斯顿我们很少唱这首诗歌。
We have rarely sung this hymn in Houston.
也许今天是头一次。
Maybe today is the first time.
但是在台湾的时候我们常常唱这首诗歌。
But I remember when I was back in Taiwan, we often sing this hymn.
每次那个主的同在是那么浓厚的时候。
And every time when the presence of the Lord is so thick among us.
就有人来唱这首诗歌的副歌。
And people will begin singing the chorus of this hymn.
那副歌就是裂开幔子我已过这里永远无败落。
And the chorus says that I had passed the riven veil where the glories never fail.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, 我今在我王的面前过生活。
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King.
正歌不大熟悉。
The verses I am not too familiar with.
但是副歌呢，大家非常熟悉。
But we all have memorized the chorus.
随时随地都会唱出来的。
And so that we can sing it anytime.
我们也很盼望这诗歌能成为我们这里弟兄姊妹的诗歌。
I also hope that this hymn can become the hymns of our brothers and sisters here.
那特别是在副歌。
Especially the chorus part.
尤其是我们在聚会中间享受满满的享受中同在的时候。
Especially when we enjoy the fullness of God's presence.
我们灵是那么的高昂。
When our spirit exalts high,
我们心完全向着主是开启的。
And when our hearts are completely open,
我们就好像面对面的看见主。
It is as if we can see our God face
to face. 住在那个主的里面。
And that we can abide in Him.
以他做我们的居所。
That He will become our abode.
那这个时候自然而然这个诗歌就唱出来了。
This is the time that we can sing out this hymn.
也把我们那心里的感觉那说出来。
It also describes the feelings in our hearts.
这是一个很好的诗歌。
This is indeed a wonderful hymn.
是 Lawrence 弟兄选的。
Our brother Lawrence has selected this hymn.
他现在到那个高中组去再讲，跟他们要交通。
And now he will go to the high school to fellowship with them.
所以谢谢主，那个他能选这个诗歌。
I thank the Lord that he's able to select this hymn.
那这个诗歌也都一直说到我们怎样在主的里面。
This hymn continues to tell us how we can abide in Christ.
我们怎样进到那个圣所里面。
How we can enter into the Holy
Place. 怎样住在那个至圣所里头。
And how we can live inside Holy Place.
怎样享受主的同在。
How we can enjoy His presence.
那这一切都是因着我们主的救恩。
All this is possible because of our Lord's salvation.
我们大祭司主耶稣基督他为我们成为了这样完备的救恩。
Jesus our High Priest has already complete salvation.
才让我们能够享受到这属天的喜乐和平安。
That we're able to enjoy this heavenly peace and joy.
我们现在读一处圣经。
Now let's turn to a scripture.
这个希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
那我们就读这一节。
We will just read this one verse.
大家一起来读。
And we will read it all together.
同门天照的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者伟大祭司的耶稣。这一章圣这一节圣经啊
，at this particular verse
说到属天的呼召
，and speaks of a heavenly calling
神怎样给我们一个属天的呼召
How God has given us this heavenly calling.
使我们能走在这属天的道路上面。
And that we may walk on this heavenly way.
使我们能过一个属天的生活。
And we may lead a heavenly life.
这是非常荣耀的一件事情。
This is a glorious thing.
并且主借着那这一个这种这这一条道路。
And through this way,
也把我们将来带到荣耀里面去。
Our Lord will bring us into His glory.
然后那一天时候，我们不仅过属天的生活，并且我们也能像主耶稣基督一样。
So on that day, not only we're able to live a heavenly life, but we will be just like our Lord Jesus.
一同活在属天境界里面。
We will live in the heavenly realm with Him.
永远享受那个圣灵同同在。
And to enjoy God's presence forever.
这是这一点，这一章，这一节圣经所有的呼召。
And this is the heavenly calling given to us from this verse.
我们不仅是蒙恩得救的一般人。
We're not only people who are just saved.
那主把我们从世界里救出来。
God has saved us from this world.
把我们从罪恶里救出来。
He has saved us from sins.
我们也是蒙召的一般人。
We're also people who have been called.
我们蒙了主恩典的呼召。
We have received the calling of His grace.
我们也得到一个呼召，叫属天的呼召。
We also receive a calling called a heavenly calling.
那属天的呼召就让我们来走一条属天的道路。
And the heavenly callings enables us to walk on this heavenly way.
属天的呼召就让我们过一个属天的生活。
And the heavenly calling enables us to lead a heavenly life, a spiritual life.
主拯救我们的心意。
This is His purpose for saving us.
他不仅是救了我们。
He not only saved us,
也让我们能过属天的生活。
He wants us to lead a heavenly life. Although we live in this world,
但是让我们能够过一个属天的生活。
But we're able to live a heavenly life.
不但这样，并且走一条属天的道路。
Not only this, but we can also walk this heavenly way.
借着这一条道路，将来主带我们到了荣耀里面。
Through this way, He will lead us into His glory.
所以这一个呼召呢，一方面来说是非常荣耀的呼召。
So on one hand, this is a glorious calling.
也是非常那个有福的一个呼召。
It is also a calling of blessing.
因为主呼召我们要把我们带到荣耀里面。
For He has called us to lead us into His glory.
第二章就说他是那位救恩的元帅。
And chapter 2 tells us that He's the captain of our salvation.
他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
He will lead many sons into His glory.
这是主在我们身上的心意。
This is His heart's desire for us.
所以这个呼召呢是荣耀的呼召。
And therefore this calling is also a glorious calling.
但是另外一方面也是非常艰难的呼召。
On the other hand, this is also a difficult calling.
那我们想想看，我们是一个属地的人。
Because as you consider that we are people of this world.
我们一直过一个属地的生活。
We continue to live this earthly life.
那世人如何，我们也是如何。
How the people of this world lives, so do we.
走在这一条属世的道路上面。
And we walk on this earthly way.
这是我们习惯的一件事。
It is something that we are used to.
现在要我们能够走一天属天的道路。
Now, if God wants us to walk on this heavenly way,
那我们想象起来一定是很艰难的。
In our imagination, this is something quite difficult.
那你知道一个人走平路的时候比较容易啊。
You know, it is easy for us to walk on a flat road.
如果是一个上坡的路啊，就很难了。
But if we have to walk on a hill, upward hill, that is difficult.
并且那个坡度很大，要到树到那个达到天上去。
Especially when it is a very steep slope.
那你就想象，想到是很困难一件事。
You can imagine how difficult that would be.
何况在这一条道路上面。
And especially on this way.
有许多的艰难和痛苦。
And there will be sufferings and difficulties
along
the way.
也有高山，也有深水。
There will be high mountains, there will be deep waters.
所以我们经过这么多的难处。
And as we go through so much difficulties.
不仅是在属世的方面是这样，甚至又是在属灵方面也是这样。
Not only this is the way we will have to deal with the earthly things, but also the spiritual matters.
这是一条艰难的路。
It is a difficult way.
但是却是一条荣耀的道路。
Yet this is a glorious way.
虽然是艰难。
Although it is difficult,
但我们感谢主，因着神爱我们的缘故。
We thank the Lord because He loves us.
他就把他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督赐给我们做那个他的使者。
He has given us His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as our ambassador.
或者是做救恩的元帅。
Or as the captain of our salvation.
让主耶稣来率领我们。
And so that he can lead us.
带领我们走这条路。
And to guide us through this way.
我们虽然没有走过，但他已经走过了。
Although we have never walked on this way before, but he already walked this way.
对我们来说，这完全是一条新的道路。
To us, this is a completely new way.
对主耶稣来说，并不是这样的。
Yet it is not so for our Lord Jesus.
就是他非常熟悉的一条路。
He is very familiar with this way.
所以他带领我们走这道路没有问题的。
So it is no problem for him to lead us to walk on this way.
不会叫我迷路的。
He will not call us to be, cause us to be lost.
他也知道怎样走对我们最有最方便的。
He also knows what is the most convenient way.
所以我们有这样一位那个救恩的元帅。
So we have such a captain of our salvation.
来率领我们。
To lead us.
那我们既可以放心。
And we can be at ease.
但是另外一方面呢。
Yet on the other hand.
我们也想到虽然有这样一位元帅来率领我们。
We also consider that even though we have such a captain to lead us.
但是在这条路上我们遇见难处之后那怎么办呢？
But what shall we do when we encounter difficulties?
那我们怎么解决这难处？
How do we resolve the difficulties?
我们怎么能越过这些难处？
How do we overcome these hardships?
那在这一方面，我们的神也为我们有了准备。
And our Lord has also made provision in this regard.
他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督也赐给我们。
Again, he gave us his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
或者说，他也差遣他儿子主耶稣基督到世上来。
He sent him to the, onto the earth.
使他做我们的大祭司。
So that he can become our great high priest.
做使者是来率领我们的。
And to be a messenger, he comes to lead us.
那是走在我们前面的。
And that means he walks before us.
做大祭司乃是为了来供应我们。
But to be our high priest, it means that he supplies our needs.
来扶持我们。
He strengthens us.
我相信他总是走在我们最后面的。
I believe that he always walks behind us.
恐怕后面有一个人是身体软弱，落在后面了。那若是他不在后面的话，会忘记。
Maybe there will be a member who is very weak, who lags behind, and that's why our Lord Jesus Christ walks behind.
失掉这个人的。
So that he will not miss this body.
就可能他是走在最后面的。
And maybe he's the last one in this
parade. 那就好像牧羊人一样，前面都是羊，后那个牧羊人走在后面。
It is like a shepherd that guiding his sheep. The shepherd always stands at the back.
我们主做大祭司就是这样走在我们的后面。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest. He walks behind us.
等候着来扶持我们，来供应我们，来帮助我们。
Waiting to support us to be our needs, to be our help.
没有一个难处他不能解决的。
There's not a difficulty that he cannot resolve.
使者呢说他是神所差遣来的，来率领我们的。
And messenger means that it was sent by God that he came to lead us.
大祭司呢是说那打发来的，来供应我们的。
But as a high priest, God has sent him to come to be our help.
那什么是大祭司？大祭司到底是什么意思呢？
And so, what is a high priest? What is the meaning of a high priest?
对中文来说，那是我们以为说就是在神的事情上面来负那个那在神的在服侍神的事情上面当然负责任的。
To many people, you may think that he's a person who's responsible to minister and things to serve God.
就好像在旧约里头那大祭司一样。
Just like the high priest in the Old Testament.
他们是在圣所里面当然服侍神的。
They are the one who serve God in the temple.
在圣所里面有那个金灯台，有陈设别的桌子，还有金香坛。
And in the tabernacle, there is the golden incense, the golden altar, and also the table of showbread.
他们就经常在那负责些责任。
And they will be responsible to take care of these items.
那有的时候他们也会到至圣所里面去。
Sometimes they will enter into the holies of holies.
那里有那个神的约柜。
And there is the Ark Covenant of God.
很难的，很少的时间，他们到至圣所去。
But they rarely goes into that place.
大部分时间都是在圣所里面。
The majority of time they spend in the holy place.
这是啊，那个在那个旧约里面给我们看见的以色列中间的祭司。
And this is the picture of a priest that illustrates to us in the Old Testament.
那今天我们的大祭司呢？
Then what about our high priest today?
我们的主耶稣基督，他到底做什么事情呢？
What does our Lord Jesus do?
但是他是服侍神的。
He is one who served God.
他怎么服侍神呢
？How does he serve God?
他就服侍我们这许多蒙恩得救的人。
It is by serving all of us who have been
saved. 看顾我们，保守我们。
He watches over us and he takes care of us.
带领我们，供应我们。
He leads us and he guides us.
使我们能在这条道路上面能一直往前去。
So that we are able to continue to move forward on this way.
好叫神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
That God's will may be accomplished in all of us.
这是我们的大祭司。
This is our high priest.
所以大祭司啊，在拉丁文里头啊，有一个意思啊，叫造桥者。
So in Latin, the meaning of high priest means a bridge builder.
就是造一座桥。
He's the one who makes a bridge.
那么好像听起来比较陌生一点呢，但想起来呢，这也是很适合的。
It sounds a little bit strange, but it is really appropriate.
那么旧约里头那许多做祭司的人，他们对神的百姓来说呢，实在是造桥者。
In the Old Testament, all the priests are like the bridge builder.
他们是能把神的百姓带到神面前的一般人。
They are people who brings the people of God to God.
他们也是把神带到神百姓中间的一般人。
They also bring God to the midst of His people.
你看见他们当然献祭，那就是把那个神的同在、神的丰富、神的祝福、那个神的恩典，那个带到神的百姓中间。
As they perform all the sacrifices, they are bringing the blessings of God.To his people.
你看见他们在那儿祷告，或者在那里在圣所里头，在那儿整理那个灯台，还有圣所饼的桌子等等。
As they offer up prayers and as they trim the light on the golden candles, and they are all serving God and bringing God to his people.
那就是要把神呢带到人的中间来。
He wants to bring God to the midst of his people.
就他们实在是一个造桥的。
So they are bridge builders.
把神带到人中间，把人带到神面前来。
To bring God to men and men to God.
所以这个在那个旧约里头，那个对于祭司来说呢，这个名词啊，倒是蛮合适的。
In the Old Testament, this is indeed an appropriate name for the priest.
那在这个旧约圣经啊，还有新约圣经都把全本圣经啊，这样说吧，全本圣经啊，都给我们看见的祭司啊，有两种的，两种的这个什么
等次？
等次对了，两种的等次 order， 两种的等次。
In the entire Bible, it shows us that there are two orders of priests.
一种等次呢是亚伦的等次。
And one order is the order according to Aaron.
还有一种等次呢，是麦基希德的等次。
And another order is the order according to Melchizedek.
一般的以色列人光是知道亚伦等次，不晓得麦基希德等次。
Most Israelites, they are familiar with the priests according to the order of Aaron, but not according to Aaron.
等到我们读希伯来书的时候，希伯来书的作者就给我们看见，那么除了亚伦等次之外，还有一个叫那个。麦基希德的等次。
As we read in the book of Hebrews, we are introduced to the priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
这两个等次、啊、都是重要的。
And these two orders are both important.
这两种等次、啊、是有分别的。
And there are differences between these two orders.
亚伦的等次是负责一方面。
The order according to Aaron, they are responsible for one area.
麦基的等次是负责另外一方面。
And the order according to Melchizedek is responsible for another area.
除了亚伦之外，还有他的儿子，只有亚伦和他的儿子们，他能够做祭司。
Only Aaron and his sons can be a priest.
毕竟他们都是利未支派的人。
And they all belong to the tribe of Levi.
这麦基希德的等次呢，圣经没有告诉我们说麦基希德到底是什么支派。
And the Bible did not tell us from which tribe comes from Melchizedek.
只是给我们看见的麦基希德他是撒冷王。
He only tells us that he is king of Salem.
那么他在创世纪第十四章啊，他出来过。
And he appeared in Genesis chapter 14.
那么在十四章，那就说到亚伯拉罕在得胜回来之后。
In chapter 14 of Genesis tells us that Abraham had won the battle and came back.
你们要读这章圣经呢，就知道你有四王和五个王啊在那儿征战。
If you read this chapter, you know that there were four kings fighting against five kings.
那这四个王是很厉害的。
And these four kings are very fierce kings.
从远处一直下来，一直下来。
They came from far away.
一路上的得胜。
And they continue to win victory along the way.
胜过了他那个路上所有的仇敌。
They have defeated all their enemies along the way.
然后就有五个王出来抵挡他们。
And then five kings came out to meet them.
那这个五个王虽然也是联合在一起的。
Even though the five kings made alliances among themselves.
但是他们敌不过这四个王。
Yet they are unable to defeat the four kings.
因为这四个王太强盛了。
For the four kings are too strong for them.
这四个王啊，把那五个王的那个城啊都掳去了。
And the four kings has taken all the cities of the five that belongs to the five kings.
攻破了。
And they have taken over everything.
把里面财物和人口都掳去。
They have also taken all the wealth belonging to the five kings and all the people.
在索多玛也把这个亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德一家掳去了。
Included, they have also taken the family of Lot, which is the nephew of Abraham.
本来这件事和亚伯拉罕没什么太大的关系的。
And in reality, this has nothing to do with Abraham.
就是因为把亚伯拉罕侄子掳去了，有人来告诉亚伯拉罕。
But because the four kings had taken captives of Lot, the nephew of Abraham, and someone informed Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕就看见这是他必须负起责任来的。
And so Abraham says, "This is something I need to take care."
因为这是他的亲戚。
This is my relative.
虽然他的亲戚不大听他的话。
Even though this nephew doesn't really listen to him.
并且他的亲戚啊。对他也不是很尊重的。
And the nephew does not honor him much.
但是当他遭遇难处的时候，亚伯拉罕不计较这些。
But when this nephew is in trouble, Abraham would not take these into considerations.
跟这个四个王征战。
So he went out to fight with the four kings.
他家里头有318个人呢，是训练过的人。
He within his household there are 318 men that he had trained
himself. 他就率领这318个人呢，去跟着四个王征战。
So he led the 318 men to fight against the four kings.
把这四个王完全打败了。
He completely defeated the four kings.
并且把他们所掳去的财物和人口都给掳回来了。
He also had taken back everything. The four kings has taken.
西东当然也把罗德救回来了。
Of course, he also rescued Lot.
所以亚伯拉罕那一次有个大的胜利。
And so that time, Abraham had received a huge victory.
当他这样那个胜利回来之后
，After he came back from this victory，
到了那个索多玛那个往那个地方。
He went to the territory belonging to King of Sodom.
他到了一个叫沙威谷啊，一个山谷，那个地方叫沙威谷。
He arrived to a place called the Valley of Shava.
或者那个翻成这个原来翻成我们的话就是王谷。
Which means is the King's Valley.
那到那时候，到了那里啊，那个索多玛王出来迎接他。
And when he went there, the king of Sodom came to receive him.
是我们五个王都没有打败他们，四个王，结果你一个人就把他们都打败了。
And he says that all five of us in alliance did not overcome the four kings, but you by yourself have taken complete victory.
大大的欢迎他。
And so they gave him a great welcome.
那么，对他说了很多的称许的话。
They also have heaped the praises upon him.
所以你就知道那个亚伯拉罕也是觉得非常荣幸的。
And you know that Abraham was truly honored.
他的确是做了一件很大的事情。
Indeed, he has done a great thing.
有了一次很大的胜利。
He has received this huge victory.
并且也得了那个王的一个欢迎，大的欢迎。
He also received the great welcomes from all the king, all five kings.
那就在这个时候啊，还有一个王叫撒冷王。
Just at this time, there is another king called the king of Salem.
那这个王出来呀、啊。这个王，他是一面是王，一面是祭司，至高神的祭司。
And this king, he is a king on one hand, yet he's also a priest.
他就出来欢迎这个亚伯拉罕。
He came out to welcome Abraham.
并且带着饼和酒。
He brought with him bread and wine.
带着欢迎他。
And to welcome Abraham.
也在奉着至高神的名，为了亚伯拉罕祝福。
He also blessed Abraham in the name of the God Most High.
我想这个故事你们大家都知道。
I'm sure that you're all familiar with the story.
不过我再提醒弟兄这么一下就是。
I'm just reminding you a little bit.
那这就是他那个背景。
And this is the background for the story.
那个这个亚伯这个麦基希德呀，就是至高神的祭司。
And this Melchizedek is the high priest of the God of the Most High.
那这个以后这个在希伯来书就给我们看见。
And in Hebrews, we see.
在这一个亚在麦基希德从来都不知道他的。
And no one knew about this Melchizedek.
他说无父无母无家无宗谱无族谱。无家是什么都他也没有也什么时候生的他的父亲是谁母亲是谁从哪来的到哪里去的都村里一点都没有记载。
No one knew or recorded of his mother, father or family where he's from.
那你知道圣经记载的有意义。
You know, the Bible always record with meaning.
圣经不记载也有意义的。
And when it does not record anything, it is also with meaning.
那我们读不出来，那个希伯来书的读者他就懂得。
We don't understand about Melchizedek's background, but then the Hebrews also knew about it.
没有记载他的家谱。
The Bible did not record his family history.
那就是说这个人呢，乃是预表神的儿子主耶稣基督的。
It tells us that he is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
在地上当然没有家谱。
Of course, on earth, he does not have a genealogy.
所以麦基希德就预表主耶稣基督的。
And Melchizedek is a type of Jesus.
那就说了，我们主耶稣基督他就是神的至高神的至高的至高神的祭司。
And it tells us that our Jesus is the priest of God Most High.
不过这个祭司呢，不是从亚伦等次出来的。
And he is not from the order of Aaron.
他乃是从麦基希德等次出来的。
He is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以你看在这里就给我看有两种的等次。
So here shows us the two different orders.
我刚才也跟弟兄姊妹说过，这两种的等次啊，那这个他们的功用不一样的。
I also mentioned to you that because there are two different orders, the functions of the priests are different.
麦基希德等次。
The order according to Matthew.
他是在当然服侍奉神。
He is there to serve God.
他也是做神的百姓的大祭司。
He is also the high priest for the people of God.
我这样说，我刚刚说错了，是亚伦等次。
I'm sorry, I spoken wrong. If that is the order according to Aaron.
神百姓的大祭司。
That he is the high priest for the people of God.
那么这个大祭司做什么事情呢
？So what does this high priest do?
第一，他在献祭。
First, he makes offerings.
所以在利未记里头，你就看见一开头就说到亚伦这个祭司啊，他们要献五种的祭。
And so, in the beginning of Leviticus, you see that the priests, according to Aaron's order, must offer five different kinds of
为了神的百姓的。
These are all for the purpose of the people of God.
要献这些的祭。
They have to make all these offerings.
那并且为了神的百姓祷告。
They also need to pray for the people of God.
那么这个献祭干什么呢
？Why do they have to make offerings?
献祭啊，就是解决神百姓中间难处。
And to make offerings is to resolve the difficulties in.
神的百姓有各种各样难处的。
God's people have all kinds of difficulties.
他们不是全心向着神。
They are not wholeheartedly to God.
他们应该全心向着神的。
They ought to be wholehearted to God.
他们并不是，并没有全心向着神。
Yet they're not.
所以亚伯，所以这个亚伦就给他们献一种燔祭。
And that's why Aaron must offer make the burnt offerings for them.
这个燔祭呢是全心向着神的。
Burnt offering means wholeheartedly.
完全为着神的。
Completely for God.
那就这个神摆这个祭物是怎样？那个以色列人他们献祭的按手在这个祭牲上面。
And the sacrifice they make is such, and so the people who make the sacrifice will lay their hands upon the animal.
那就说到这个以色列人他们也是怎样。
So it is the meaning is that the Israelites will be the same as the sacrificial animal.
因为他们自己是这样。
It is not because they are such.
乃是因为这个祭物是完全是为着神的。
But the sacrificial animal is completely for God.
他所有一切都献在祭坛上面。
Everything is offered up to God.
因为他们和这祭物按手，和这祭物联合。
And because they are in union with the sacrificial animal,
按手这个祭物身上。
As they lay their hands upon the animal.
换句话说，那祭物如何，他们也如何。
In another word, however the animal is, they are the
same. 那么就想到我们的主耶稣基督。
So we consider our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就我们遇到和主耶稣联合的缘故。
The reason why we need to be in union with
Jesus. 主耶稣是全心为了神的。
It is because our Jesus is wholeheartedly
to God. 他是完全为了神的。
His life is completely for God.
我们遇到按手在主耶稣身上。
And because we lay our hands upon our
Jesus. 我们和他联合在一起的。
We are in union with him.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
我们今天在基督里头。
Today in Christ,
我们也神的儿子。
We're also the Son of
God. 我们和主耶稣联合。
We are in union.
那主耶稣如何，我们也如何。
How he is, we shall be the same.
他是全心为了神的。
How he is wholeheartedly for God.
我们也是全心为了神。
We are the same, wholeheartedly for God.
他是一个，他是没有罪的。
He is without sin.
那我们是有罪的。
We are people with sin.
因着我们和他联合的缘故。
And yet because of our union with him.
结果他没有他，他是为有他。为着他那个他现在祭坛上头
He has offered himself upon the altar.
那叫做赎罪祭
And that is called the 赎罪祭 grain offering. No. Sin offering. Sin offering.
可以。那么这个赎罪呢就说那我们的罪都归在主耶稣的身上。
The sin offering tells us that our sins have been placed upon him.
因着他受了刑罚，我们得到平安。
And because he has received the punishment, we have received peace.
所以那个祭物都是为着我们解决我们难处的。
And so these sacrificial animals have resolved our difficulties.
我是因着弟兄姊妹，恐怕你们。不熟，所以我就说的比较多了一点。
I have given a little bit more detail because I'm afraid that you may not know these.
我刚才说的这个利未人，利未这个亚伦的等次啊。
And as I mentioned about the priest according to the order of Aaron.
他们站在那里做祭司，那的功用就是要解决这以色列人中的难处。
The function of this priesthood is to resolve the difficulties among them.
在他们身上最大的难处。
The greatest difficulties they have
in life. 就是有罪
And it's about sin.
那个罪就使他们和神那儿隔绝了
Sin has completely blocked them before God.
使他们不能亲近神
They are unable to draw near to God.
不能够在那儿享受神的同在
They cannot enjoy his presence.
这是他们身上一个最大的难处
That's the greatest difficulty.
还有一个最大的难处
They have another difficulty.
就是有肉体
That is, they have flesh.
有血气
They have flesh and blood.
那就是他们的旧人。
And that refers to their old man.
就是老自己。
Their old self.
这老自己就是有肉体有血气。
This old self is full of flesh and blood.
那么这也是他们的难处。
That's also their difficulty.
不是他们的罪可以为了因着献祭，他们的罪可以得到赦免。
Their sins can be forgiven through the offerings.
但是那个肉体和血气那怎么解决呢
？But how do they resolve the problem of their flesh and blood?
这也是那个亚伦支派做祭司，他们说该负的责任。
And this is also the responsibility of the priests according to Aaron's order.
说他们不仅解决那个罪的问题
，Not only they resolve the issues of sin.
他们也解决人肉体血气的那个难处，那个救人的问题。
They also resolve the problem with the old man, the old self.
你知道这两个问题都是很大的问题。
You know, these are two great problems.
这可能啊，是在他们走出属天道路的时候了，那所遇见的难处。
And these are the problems they encounter as they walk on the spiritual way.
我想他们这个难处，那个罪的问题啊，第一可能是这个深水说的。
I believe that the problem of their sin. Refers to the deep waters.
那么他们要经过深水。
They will go through the deep waters.
那就是他们的罪。
And that is their sin.
他们一直在沉下去了。
They continue to sink.
起来又在沉下去。
They will rise up and they will sink again.
起来又在沉下去。
They rise and sink again.
这是他们头一个难处。
This is the first problem.
那第二个，他们那个肉体血气的难处呢
？And the second problem concerning their flesh and blood.
也可能指的那高山说的。
This may refers to the high mountains.
那个山那么高。
The mountains are so high.
是没有办法越过去的。
It is difficult to overcome.
那必须在开辟一条道路出来。
They need to find another way.
那除了这个难处。
to remove the problems.
他们才能往前去。
And then they can continue forward.
所以你看见亚伦呢，他就负责两件事情。
So you see Aaron as a priest, they are responsible for these two.
一个是要带领圣殿百姓经过深水。
One, they need to lead the people of God through the deep water.
第二就是带领圣殿百姓越过高山。
And secondly, they need to lead the people of God to cross over the mountains.
那个越过深水，我们知道你造个桥就可以了。
And to cross over the deep water, we know that he can just make a bridge.
说他们是一个造桥的。
And that's why they are the bridge builder.
遇见深水的时候呢，他们造一个桥。
When they come to deep waters, they will make a bridge.
那圣殿百姓就该从桥上过去了。
And the people of God can walk through on the bridge.
那遇见高山时候怎么办呢？
Then what do you do as you encounter high mountains?
那你不能造个桥。
You cannot make a bridge.
那必须把这个打通了。
You need to open up the way.
那么打出一条路来。
You need to open up the mountain to make a way.
那这就是。 前两个月常建平所讲的。
And this is what Brother Chang Jian has shared with us about
他讲罗马书第三章的时候啊,
as he was talking about Romans chapter 3,
他就给我们看见这个亚伦的后裔就是做祭司的他们怎样子搭一个桥带圣殿百姓过去。
He shows us how Aaron's, the priest according to Aaron's order, how they have made a way for people of God.
我刚才说过，那个深水也可能就是我们犯的罪说的。
I just mentioned before that the deep waters can, maybe refers to our sins.
我们没有得救，我们还没有得救之前呢，我们是死在罪恶过犯的一般人。
And before we are saved, we are people who are dead in our sins and transgressions.
好像犯罪啊，是家常便饭一样。
It seems like as we can transgress.
等我们得救之后呢，稍微好一点。
After we're saved, we're a little bit better.
那过了一段时间呢，又落在从前的样子了。
But after a while, we have fallen back into the old condition.
那从前所犯的罪，现在又回头了。
The sins that we have committed once, we will commit again.
落在罪的里面。
Once again, we have fallen in sin.
那又使我们就很痛苦、很难过。
And it causes regrets.
怎么我们又失败了？
Because we have sinned and failed again.
我们又落在罪恶里头了。
Once again, we have fallen
in sin. 又犯这罪，犯那个罪。
We have committed this sin and that sin, and we are in pain.
那么这种情形之下，我们怎么办？
What do we do under this kind of condition?
那就去找亚伦。
We need to go look for Aaron.
亚伦他是搭桥的。
Because Aaron is a bridge maker.
他会告诉我们怎么办。
He will tell us what to do.
那我们又是这样的话呢？
If we do such way,
亚伦就给我们看见。
Aaron will show us.
神的儿子主耶稣基督，他所流的血，洗净你的罪。
And that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He has shed His blood to wash away your sin. All you had to do is to confess your sin. God is faithful and righteous. That He will forgive your sin. To wash away all your unrighteousness. And because our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He has become the propitiation for our sins.
把我们从那个罪里头挽回过来。
He has restored us from our sins.
所以你只要来到主耶稣这里，
as long as you come
你承认自己罪，
as long as you confess your
sins, 神是信实的，
our God is faithful,
是公义的，
He is just,
他要赦免我们的罪，
He will forgive your sins.
他的血要洗净我们所有一切的罪，
and His blood will wash away all your sins.
你还记得那一次你们唱的诗歌是哪一首诗歌吗？
Do you still remember the hymn that you sang that time?
那首诗歌就是我们诗歌上86首。
And it's hymn 86.
大家，那是我听的，大家唱的蛮高兴的。
I heard that you sang with great joy.
何能使我脱罪脱罪担？
What can wash my sins away?
什么东西能够叫脱离罪的重担呢？
What can cause me to be loosened from the burden of sin?
无他，只有耶稣的血。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
何能使我得完全？
What can cause me to be perfect?
无他，只有耶稣的宝血。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
这血泉何等妙！
How wonderful is this fountain of blood?
他洗净我，像把我洗到像雪一样那样白。
That cleansed me whiter as snow.
别的泉呢，没有这样的功效的。
No other fountain has such
effectiveness.
Only the blood of Jesus.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们不该忘记的。
I'm sure you shouldn't forget this hymn.
我听你唱那么的高兴，我自己也记起来了。
And because I heard you sing with such joy, and I remember it, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
这血泉何妙！
How wonderful is this fountain?
那洗我白那浇白。
That wash me white as snow.
别的血没有这样功效呢。
No other blood.
无他，只有耶稣的宝血。
Only the blood of Jesus.
借着主耶稣宝血。
And by the blood of Jesus,
我们所有罪都洗干净了。
All our sins are washed clean.
我们罪的重担从我们身上脱落下去了。
And the burden of sin has fallen away
from us. 我们这个人也达到完全的地步。
We have come into God's perfection.
所以主耶稣宝血实在是何等的宝贵。
And so His blood is indeed precious.
那是我们说最宝贵的。
It is something we treasure the most.
那就是亚伦所搭的一座桥。
And that is the bridge which Aaron had built.
若不是这座桥的话，我们都要沉溺在深水的里面。
Without this bridge, we will all fall into the deep water.
我们不能得到拯救的。
We cannot be rescued.
感谢主，他为我们搭了一个桥。
We thank the Lord for He has built the bridge for us.
就是我们主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
And that is when our Jesus Christ died on the cross.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
That He has bore our sins.
借着他所流的血，我们所有的罪都得了赦免。
Through the blood He shed, all our sins have been forgiven.
这实在是神莫大的恩典。
This is indeed God's extreme grace.
说弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
当我们遇见难处的时候，当我们沉溺在罪恶当中的时候，
as we are fallen in our sin,
当我们落在罪的痛苦当中，
当
我们的良心呢一直责备我们，但是我没有办法从这个罪的担子罪里出来。
When we cannot rise above our sins,
到主耶稣这里来。
Come to Jesus.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
借着他的血洗净我们所有的罪。
Through His blood, He will wash us clean.
他是我们在神面前，我们有一位中保。
And He is our mediator before God.
那位中保就是我们的大祭司主耶稣基督。
And this mediator is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾经在十字架上为我们担当我们罪，替我们死了。
He has already died for us on the cross.
所以神就不会再向我们讨债。
And so God will no longer take accounting of our
sin. 因为主耶稣已经为我们还了罪的重的罪债。
For He has already repaid for our sin.
那我们所有的罪都得到赦免了。
And all our sins are forgiven.
那我们只要承认我们自己的罪。
All we need to do is to confess our sins.
我们在神面前认自己的罪。
We confess our sins before God.
那神是信实公义的。
And God is faithful and just.
那必要赦免我们罪。
And He will forgive us.
要洗净我们一切的不义。
To cleanse us.
那第二种难处怎么办？我们遇见高山怎么办
？So what do we do as we encounter high mountains?
那个高山呢？刚才已经说过了。
We had mentioned it before.
就是我们肉体，我们的血气。
The mountains refers to our flesh.
这个呢是不容，这个是不大容易的。
This is more difficult.
一下子我们这个肉体就出来了。
All of a sudden, our flesh
blood
will burst
out. 一下子就发脾气了。
And we will have
temper. 常常听见弟兄这边家里都有吵架的事情。
I often hear about quarrels in brothers' families.
很多吵架不是因着大的事，都是因着所谓的鸡毛蒜皮一些小的事情。
And many quarrels are not because of great matters; they're all tedious things.
一点点小事情就真的吵得烈不得了。
And they are all fighting over very small issues.
我们在那耻笑他们。
Maybe we will laugh at how tedious the things are. And yet, in reality, we're the same.
有时候家里没有吵，在教会里吵。
Sometimes we don't quarrel at home, but we quarrel in church.
有时候在教会里没有吵，在我们公司里吵。
And sometimes there's no quarrels in the church, but we quarrel in our workplace.
我们总是常常和人吵架的。
We often pick fights with other people.
为什么吵架
？Why？
我们也知道这是不该的解释。
We know that we shouldn't be like this.
但是我们胜不过去。
Yet we cannot overcome.
这是我们的脾气。
Because it's our temperament.
这是我们的肉体。
It is our flesh.
这是我们的血气。
It's our blood.
我们自己也恨恶这些。
We hate these things.
但是我们没有办法胜过。
Yet we cannot overcome.
你怎么能胜过你的脾气呢
？How can you overcome your?
你知道这个脾气不好。
You know you have a bad temper.
你在家里头发脾气，那整个家里就不和谐。
And when you have bad tempers at home, you cause disharmony at home.
全家都落在一个死亡的情形里头。
The entire family have fallen into an atmosphere.
你在教会里发脾气，跟弟兄姊妹中间就出了难处。
When you let out your temper in church, you have developed
problems. 若是在公司里的发脾气的话，那你和同事之间就有了问题。
And if you let out your temper at work, then you will create problems between your coworkers. And yet we cannot overcome this.
弟兄们，我们没有办法胜过。
Brother and sister, we cannot
overcome. 但是神过赐给我们，给我们预备了一位大祭司。
But God has a prepared a high priest.
大祭司能够解决我们难处的。
And this high priest can resolve our difficulties.
就是我们的亚伦。
And that is our Aaron.
那么我们只要去找亚伦。
All we need to do is look for Aaron.
我就一直发脾气怎么办？
What do I do when I continue to lose my temper? 我自己没有办法胜我的脾气。I cannot overcome my temper.
我没有办法那个控制我的那个难处。
I cannot control my difficulties.
若是你有这难处的话。
If you have such difficulties,
你不要以为说就没有办法。
Do not think that there's nothing to help you.
不要灰心，也不要失望。
Do not be in despair.
我们有一位大祭司，
for you have a high priest.
他会负我们责任。
He will
resolve. 他能够解决我们的难处。
He will resolve your difficulties.
他能使我们那个从我们血气里头，从我们脾气里头，那个从我们旧人里头那出来的。
He will be able to set us free from our old self, from our flesh and blood.
那这就是那个上一个月常建弟兄所告诉我们的一个秘诀。
This is the secret that our brother 常建 shared with last month.
你知道那个他唱的诗歌说，那万古磐石为我开。
You know he sang the hymn, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
从万古磐石里头流出血和水来。
And from this rock of ages flows out water and blood.
这个血和水能够解决我们双重罪。
And the water and blood will resolve the double issues of our life.
那个双重罪什么意思呢
？What is the double sins of our life?
同一个罪就指着我们罪行。
And the first sin refers to our
iniquities. 那就指着我们在我们所平常所犯的罪。
And these are things that we transgress in our everyday life.
罪的行为。
The deeds of sin.
还有一个罪。
Another sin
就是罪性
is the nature of sin.
就是我们的那个罪的罪性
It is the sin itself.
就是我们老自己
And that is our own
我们是我们肉体血气我们胜不过的
We cannot overcome our flesh and blood.
那个就是老自己
That is the old self.
那个老自己非常厉害的
The old self is very
tough. 你没办法胜过他的
You cannot overcome him.
那你自己恨也没办法
You can hate him,
你就有时候打自己还是没有办法
Sometimes you even strike yourself and you cannot
remove it. 你对自己失望的还是没有办法。
You can be disappointed with yourself.
这个老自己
啊，
太顽固了。
And this old man self is so stubborn.
也是说老自己里头产生着脾气、那个血气、肉体。
It is from this old self that you have temperaments and all the differences.
这都是从自己的老自己产生出来的。
All these came from the old
self. 那我们怎么才能够除掉这老自己呢
？So how do we remove this old self?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
就是死。
That is through death.
那死掉了，老自己就除掉了。
Once the old self is dead,
你有没有看见一个死人在发脾气啊？
Have you ever seen a dead man lose his temper?
从来没有这样事情的。
There's no such thing.
因为一死呢，这个老自己就除掉了。
Because once he is dead, the old self
就不会再发脾气了。
It will not lose temper.
也不会再跟别人吵架了。
It will not quarrel with other people.
但是我们又死不起的。
And yet we're unable to die.
一死呢就完了，没有盼望了。
Because once we're dead, there's no more hope. We cannot die.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
我们虽然死不起
although we cannot die ourselves,
但是有一位主耶稣基督
but there is one who can.
他是我们的大祭司
our Lord Jesus is our high
priest. 他就带着我们和死了
He died in our stead.
他和我们联合在一起
He is in union with us.
他死的时候
as he died,
我们也就和他一同死了
We died with him.
我们在基督里头死了
We died in Christ.
现在我们不必再去死了
We don't have to taste death.
我们要想到，当主耶稣死的那一天，我们一定和主耶稣同死了。
We know that on the day that our Lord Jesus died, we died with him too.
哥林多前书一章三十节。
And that's what it tells us in 1 Corinthians
神把我们这许多人
God has placed all these people
都放在主耶稣基督里面
and placed us in Christ.
我们得以在基督里是本乎神。
And we can be in Christ because of God.
神把我们这蒙恩得救这千千万万的人。
And all the thousands and thousands of people
都放在主耶稣基督里头
who have been saved are placed in Jesus Christ.
我们是在基督里的一般人
And we are people
我们是和主耶稣联合在一起的
We are people who are in union with him.
说当主耶稣死的时候
And so when Jesus died,
我们就在他里头和一同死了
We died with him.
也和他一同埋葬了。
We are buried with him.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
啊，复活的时候
，As he rises,
我们要和他一同活过来了。
We are made alive with him.
这活过来不再是我的。
And so that now that lives, it was no longer I.
乃是基督，主耶稣基督活在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
这就是我们解决脑自己的问那一条路。
And this is the way to resolve the issue of the old man.
我们已经和基督同钉十字架。
We have already been nailed on the cross.
我们必须要知道这件事情。
We must know this fact.
这个我不是我们自己行为。
It is not our own work.
也不是我们自己的工作。
It is not our own behavior. 这
是神所做的一件事。
It is a work done by God.
神已经把你和他儿子一同钉在十字架上。
God has already nailed you with his son on the cross.
他儿子死的时候，你和他的儿子一同死的。
When his son died on the cross,
所以你要知道，要知道这件事情。
You need to know this thing.
因为神已经做了。
Because God has already done the work.
你必须要知道这件事情。
You need to know this thing.
那今天难处就是说，神做是做了，我们不知道。
Today the difficulty is God has already done the work.
我们还是活在老自己里头。
And that's why we still live in our old man.
神把我们摆在基督里头。
We do not know and understand that God has already placed us in Christ.
所以我们要知道。
That we are died with him.
那这个知道怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
是不是人讲了一篇道，我们就明白了，我们就知道了呢
？Is it because people have preached on it and then you can
understand? 那讲了一篇道，明白了，那个知道不是真知道。
That knowledge will not be the true knowledge.
我们要真知道。
We need to have the true knowledge.
神把智慧和启示已经赐给我们。
That God has given us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
使我们真知道。
So that we can truly know.
那个知道乃从启示来的。
And that knowledge comes from revelation.
那个知道乃从圣灵来的。
That knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把这个事实启示在我里面。
The Holy Spirit has revealed the truth.
给我们看见。
To show us.
我们已经和基督同死了。
That we are died.
那我们就知道这件事情了。
And we know this matter.
那这个知道乃真实的知道。
And this is the true knowledge.
当你这样知道的时候
，When you truly know it this way,
下面就有果效。
And then it will be effective.
等到事情发生的时候
，When things arise,
这老自己又在要动起来了。
And the old man wants to come out.
这时候你就把他摆在死地。
And this is time you place him on the cross.
就是常见弟兄讲的，要算自己是死的。
And this is what Brother Chang Jian shared with us that we need to consider us as dead.
你说这有用处没有用处呢
？You say is this effective?
告诉弟兄姊妹
，I'll tell you, brothers.
确实有处，有
It is very effective.
确实真实的
This is true.
绝对真实的
It is definitely true.
我可以在主面前为你们做见证
I can testify to you.
这是真实的
That this is.
只要圣灵把这个事实启示在你里面
As long as the Holy Spirit has revealed the truth.
因为在主耶稣身上是真实的
Because it is truth in Jesus.
在我们身上也是真实的
It will be truth in you.
使我们看见我们和主基督同死了
To show us that we have already been dead with Christ.
我们遇到这样的启示，我们也就知道了
And by such revelation, we will have to.
当你这样知道之后
，When you have this true knowledge,
你就把它执行在你身上。
You will exercise this in your life.
什么时候他在里面蠢动的时候
？And whenever this old man wants to come out.
什么时候你老自己在里面发动的时候
？Whenever the old man wants to come out.
你就把自己把它摆在死地。
You consider yourself as dead.
你说已经死了。
You tell yourself you are already dead.
已经死了的人。
You are a dead man.
罪不能再做他的主人。
And man, sin can no longer
become your master. 不能再辖制我。
Sin can no longer enslave you.
罪不能再捆绑我。
Sin can no longer
bind you. 罪不能在那主动我。
Sin can no longer.
因为我已经死了。
Because you're dead.
当你这样承认。
When you confess such a word.
把自己摆在死地的时候。
And place yourself in death.
就看基督的死在我们身上就产生什么果效来。
And then the death of Christ will become effective in your life.
我们罪在里头就不再。不能再做我们的主人。
And sin can no longer be your master.
你说我信不来。
You said I can't believe.
信不来就没办法了。
If you can't believe that, then there's no other way.
所有今天我们在基督里头所成在基督身上所成功的事实。
And all the things that have made effective in Christ.
主不要我们去做什么事。
It is. It does not require any work.
也不要我们去出什么代价。
It does not require us to pay.
也不要我们去哭几天，或者听多少篇道。
We don't have to cry for days or listen to sermons.
他只要求我们一个条件。
He has only one condition.
信。
Believe.
你要信。
Believe.
信就得着了。
Believe and you shall.
我们不信就得不着。
without believing, you will not receive.
你的信就了你。
Your faith has saved.
若是你不信的话，那就你就得不到拯救。
Without faith, you cannot be saved.
主已经做工，主已经做成了。
The Lord has already done the work.
现在我们的责任就相信。
Now your responsibility is to believe.
相信主所做的。
Is to have faith in what he has done.
是真实的。
To believe that he is true.
他是信实的。
To believe that he's faithful.
他所说的不没有他从来没有虚假。
And that he has never spoken any word to me.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样相信。
Brother and sister, if we believe in such way.
不仅是对主的一个尊重。
Not only we have honor our God.
并且这样相信。
But we believe in such way.
也是我们得胜的秘诀。
It gave us a secret.
你能够得胜。
To live a victorious life.
能够胜过罪。
You can overcome the sin.
能够胜过世界。
You can overcome the world.
能够胜过肉体。
You can overcome the
flesh. 能够胜过你的血气。
And your blood.
能够胜过你老自己。
You can overcome your old
man. 不是你带上去努力你那胜过他。
It is not because by
effort. 也不是在主求主加给你力量让你胜过他。
Or you ask God to increase your strength. 有一件事。
你相信你已经和基督同死同钉在十字架。
You believe that you have already been crucified with Christ.
当你这样相信的时候
，When you believe such way,
基督死在身上就是一个能力。
And the death of Christ will become a strength.
就是我们这个旧人，就是我们老的自己，就死掉了。
And our old men will die.
就没有力量在里头再发动了。
The old men become powerless.
所以保罗就告诉我们，我们生活的秘诀就在于这样。
Paul tells us that this is the secret.
头一件事必须知道一件事。
The first thing.
相信一件事。
And to believe this thing.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
But I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经和基督同死了。
I am dead with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now it is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们生活的秘诀。
Brother and sister, this is the secret.
这就是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret how we can be victorious.
这就是主所传给我们的福音。
And this is the good news which God has given us.
当我们这样相信的时候
，When we believe such way,
就看见主的工作成就在我们身上。
We will see that God's work is accomplished.
我所以今天早晨再要重复一下。
I repeat a little bit this morning.
因为我知道这是太重要一件事。
Because I know this is so important.
这关系到我们家庭的生活。
It relates to our daily life.
关系到教会的建立。
It relates to the building up of our church.
关系到我们这个人的改变。
And relates to how we can be changed.
所以太重要了。
So this is important.
所以我再提醒弟兄姊妹。
I want to remind you once
again. 并且我也保证说这是真的。
I can also guarantee you that this is true.
这不是假的。
It is not false.
这是真实的。
It is truth.
这是那个大祭司做的一件事。
This is the work of the high priest.
这是亚伦的等次。
And it is the work
according to
Aaron's order.
那麦基希德做什么事情呢
？So what does the order of Melchizedek do?
那你看见麦基希德出来见亚伯拉罕的时候呢
？You see, as Melchizedek came out to meet Abraham,
他就带饼带酒给亚伯拉罕。
He brought with him bread and wine.
这可能这个亚伯拉罕说：“我这个饼很多呀。”
Maybe Abraham will say, "I have a lot of bread."
我这酒也很多呀。
I also have a lot of wine.
这索多玛有好多酒啊。
There's much wine in Sodom.
索多玛的粮食也很多啊。
There are a lot of food in Sodom.
虽然他仇敌把掳去了。
Even though the enemy has taken all these away,
我把这些产业都给掳掠回来了。
But I have bring back to you all your belongings.
他不再需要这些。
It seems like he doesn't need these anymore. No, brothers and sisters.
为什么缘故
？Why?
因为麦基希德所带来的。
And because when Melchizedek brought with him,
亚伯拉罕说掳掠回来的
，comparing to what Abraham has brought back,
完全不一样
，are completely different.
亚伯拉罕说带来不是麦基色的带来的
，what Melchizedek brought with him,
那是属天的粮食
，it is heavenly food,
是叫我们得到属天的饱足
，and it satisfies our spiritual need.
那是属天的酒
，this is a heavenly wine,
叫我们得到属天的喜乐。
To cause us to receive a heavenly joy, and to be satisfied. You know, to be satisfied and to have heavenly joy is completely different.
你就吃得很饱。
You say, "I am very full."
只会叫你不舒服，就是。
It only causes you discomfort.
但属天的喜乐。
But spiritual joy.
那属天的饱足。
And spiritual fullness.
叫你里面有健康。
And it will give you great health.
叫你里面有力量。
It gives you great strength.
你里头有力量。
And so you will have
power
to overcome all your circumstances.
所以马王来的时候,
when King Asaldon came,
所以马王说, 我把你把人口给我,
King Asaldon says that you give me the people, you can take everything. You can take all the wealth. Just give me the people.
亚伯兰要不要?
Does Abraham want that?
若是我们的要不要呢?
If it's for you, do you want it?
也不必都拿去吧, 我就拿一半吧。
You may say, I won't take the whole thing, I'll just take half.
这个世界的产业也是很好的。
Because the worldly wealth are also
good.
So many people desire after worldly wealth. They use all kinds of means, wants to obtain more. And here the king of this world wants to give you half of the wealth. And this is something we desire much.
亚伯拉罕不要,
but Abraham didn't want
anything.
Abraham says, I don't even want a thread or a shoelace from you.
我所有的是神给我的。
All that I need and I have,
我已经得到满足了。
I'm already satisfied.
我已经充满了喜乐了。
I am already filled with joy.
那个属天的喜乐,
the spiritual, the heavenly joy,
宝足,
and the heavenly satisfaction,
就放弃世上所有一切,
causes me to let go all the things of this
弟兄姊妹,
world. Brothers and sisters,
我们有骄傲,
we have pride.
我们有自嫉妒,
we have
我们有贪心,
we have greed.
有许多东西, 我们怎么能胜过这些东西?
We have so many things. How can you overcome?
你怎么能胜过你骄傲?
How can you overcome?
你怎么能胜过你嫉妒?
How can you overcome?
你怎么能胜过你贪心?
How can you overcome?
你怎么能胜过你恨心恨人?
How can you overcome your hatred towards God?
用嘴享受属天的喜乐,
brand sister, be satisfied.
得到属天的宝珠,
to be satisfied spiritually. When you come to Melchizedek, he gave you the bread, and he gave you the wine. He gave you the blessings of God. When you enjoyed all this, then all the things of this world becomes nothing. No wonder after Paul has enjoyed the Lord Jesus Christ, he has been satisfied with spiritual blessings. Then he considered all things as done. He only desired after Jesus. And that is enough. Today, for a man who had truly enjoyed Jesus, he has no more interest in earthly things. He has lost all earthly
joy.
He has lost all interest in earthly joy. He lost all those desires.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要亚伦的等次,
we need a priest according to Aaron's
我们也需要麦基的等次的祭司,
we also need priests according to
那这两块我们都需要,
we need both of
them. 这都是神说给我们的,
and God has provided them.
一面就是外面的难处,
one to resolve our outer problems, one resolves our inner problems.
所以我们都需要,
so we need both of them.
那我们就说这个希伯来书就说大祭司的, 他差不多是讲了30多次。
And we mentioned that the Hebrews have talked about the high priest about 30 times.
我不会讲那么多次的。
Don't worry, I won't mention all 30 of them.
我只讲7次就可以了。
I only talk about 7.
7次也太多了。
You say 7 is still too much.
那我就盼望你们记得, 盼望大家记得就可以了。
I just want you to remember.
那这个大祭司,
this high priest,
是怎样的大祭司呢?
What kind of high priest?
在第二章告诉我们说,
Chapter 2 tells us,
他是慈悲, 忠信的大祭司,
he is the merciful and faithful high priest. He is the one who is the propitiation for us.
他真的凡事让他受苦试探,
he has been tested and tried in all things.
也使我们胜过一切的试探,
and he enables us to overcome our
trials.
He is the merciful and faithful high priest. This tells us his character, that our high priest is full of mercy. Mercifulness is not only a thing of love. He is merciful because he loves us who are unlovely. Even though we are weak, even though we're not lovely, but he loves us because he is merciful.
He
is faithful. He is faithful to God.
他说, 父所交给我的,
He said, what God has committed to me, I have not lost anyone.
他甚至于为了一个羊为了舍为他他舍命。
He will even die for one sheep.
他说故宫那个那个狼来了，故宫就跑掉了。
And but as the wolves come, the higher hand will run away.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我为了羊舍命。
I will die for the sheep.
就是为了一个羊舍命，我也甘心乐意的。
I'm even willing to die for one sheep.
因为他是忠心的。
Because he's faithful.
因为这是神所交给他的。
This is what God has committed.
他不仅是对不，他若是不牺牲的话，不仅是对不起我们。
If he does not give up his life, for us.
对不起受伤害的人。
And
他也对不起神。
And he will fell short to God.
因为是父所交在他手里面的。
And because God has committed them to him.
他向着神是忠心的。
He is faithful to God.
所以一个都不失掉。
Therefore, he did not lose
anyone. 所以弟兄们，有这样一位大祭司。
Brother, sister, we have such a high
priest. 不仅爱我们。
Not only he loves us.
也像神这样的忠心。
But he is also faithful to God.
他对待我们。
He treats us.
我们还有什么可惧怕的呢
？And what fear should we have？
我们把一切难处，我们所需要都告诉他。
We need to tell him all our needs.
第二
，Secondly，
他是升入高天、尊荣的大祭司。
He is the great high priest that ascended into heaven.
他不仅尊荣客户的，坐在父的右边。
Not only he is seated on the right hand side of
God. 得到荣耀、尊贵为冠冕。
That he has received the crown of glory.
他是升入高天。
That he has passed through the heavens.
什么叫升入高天
？What does it mean that he has passed
through the heavens? 升入高天，那就超过了一切。
He passed through heaven means that he is above all things.
用第一个东西升到天上去。
If something ascended into heaven,
他必须那个力量啊胜过地上的吸力。
He needs to have so much power to defy the power of gravity.
空气的阻力。
He has to defy the barrier of the resistance of the air.
他升入高天。
Our Lord Jesus Christ passed through heavens. He surpasses all things.
以弗所第一章告诉我们说
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us.
他超过了执政的、掌权的、有能力主治的和一切有名称的。
That he is far above all rule and all authority and power and dominion.
那些有名称的不但今世连来世都超过了。
And every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come.
将来有而今当还没有。将来有而今天还没有。
Oh, the things that will be in the future that does not exist today.
连这样他也超过了。
Even such things he has already surpassed.
是我们的主是超过一切之上的。
And that's why our Lord surpasses all things.
他说他曾经也受过试探。
He was also tempted.
凡事上受过试探。
He was tempted in all things.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
他却没有犯罪。
He is without sin.
换句话说，没有失败过。
He never failed.
在各种各样试探当中
，in all temptations，
他都已经得胜了。
He has overcome victoriously.
这是我们大祭司。
This is our high priest.
他是得胜的主。
He is the victorious.
他是得胜的大祭司。
He is the victorious priest.
他是尊荣的大祭司。
He is the glorious priest.
他是超过一切之上的大祭司。
He is the priest that passes all
things. 他胜过所有试探的大祭司。
He is the high priest that has overcome all temptations.
弟兄们，有这样一位大祭司。
And sister, we have such a high priest.
我们还有什么怕的呢？
What else? What fear should we have?
我们尽管坦然无惧来到诗人宝座的跟前。
He says that we can come to the throne of grace with confidence.
为要得连续蒙恩典。做随时的帮助
that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need.
联系我们
He have mercy on us.
还要把恩典给我们
He also gave us grace.
来供应一切的需要
to supply all our needs.
来成为我们随时的供应
and to become our help in times of need.
第三
thirdly,
他是从人间挑选的大祭司
and he is a high priest taken among men.
那就说他和我们同样性情的
It tells us that he is one with the same nature as us.
他知道我们的软弱
He knows our weakness.
他知道我们的难处
He knows our difficulties.
他也同情我们
He also sympathizes. He has compassion on us.
同样性情的
Because he is one with the same nature.
你知道亚伦每一次为了神的百姓献祭的时候
You know, every time before Aaron make sacrifices for the people of God.
都先为了自己献祭
He need to first make offerings for himself.
因为他知道他是软弱的
Because he knows that he is weak.
他是失败，他也失败的
That he has also failed.
他同情那些软弱的
He has compassion on those who are weak.
他同情那些失迷的
He has compassion on those who have lost their way.
我们主耶稣基督
our Lord Jesus Christ.
他虽然没有失败过，
even though he has not failed,
但是他是从人间挑选的大祭司。
But he was taken from among men.
他是和我们一样的软弱。
He is as weak as we are.
我们有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
We are flesh and blood. He himself also took on
flesh and blood. 你知道血肉之体指的什么说的吗？
You know what does that refer to?
血肉之体，这个身体只有血，只有肉。
It means that this body only has flesh and blood.
没有骨头。
There's no bones.
那你就做软弱了。
You know how weak this body is.
那就说这个一个软弱的人。
And this refers to a weak man.
没有骨头呢。
He is without bones.
我们称了一个，我们是个血肉之体。
We are full of flesh and blood.
主耶稣也做了一个软弱的人。
And Jesus Christ took on the same
form. 就是他能够同情我们。
And that's why he can have compassion on us.
第四。
Fourthly,
他是一个复活的大祭司。
He is a risen high priest.
他虽然软弱，
even though he is weak,
又被钉在十字架上，
and he was crucified on the
cross. 但是却因着神的大能，
and by the power of God,
他从死里复活了。
He was risen from the dead.
我们主耶稣是复活的大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a risen
priest. 所以说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
He says, "Thou art my son; I have begotten you."
那是他复活的大祭司。
And that's why he is the risen high priest.
虽然软弱，
although he's weak,
人就把他钉在十字架上，
and man can nail him on the
cross. 被骂不还口，
man can mock at him. He will not
被害不说威吓的话。
And he will not breathe out
threatening
words. How weak was he?
但是他却是满了神的大能。
Yet he is full of God's power.
他是却因着神的大能。
And by the great power of God,
从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
主耶稣从死里复活，那是何等大的能力！
And Jesus rose from the dead with the great power of God.
那是神的能力。
That is the power.
是他从死里复活。
That causes him to.
我们主是复活的大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the risen high priest.
我们主也是一个永远的大祭司。
And our Lord Jesus is also the high priest forever.
他不仅胜过了地上所有的能力。
Not only he has overcome all the powers and rules of this world,
超过了时间和空间。
He also surpasses time and space. He is a priest forever.
他也是荣耀的大祭司。
He is also the glorious high priest.
那就是我们弟兄弹琴时候所念的那一处圣经。
And this is the passage our brother read when he was playing the piano.
当主耶稣在肉身的时候，
when Jesus was in his flesh,
他也大声哀哭。
He also made supplications and prayers with great crying.
流泪祷告。
He prayed with tears.
恳求那救他免死的主。
And to the one who's able to save him from death.
就因着他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And he was heard because of his piety.
主耶稣就是在大声哀哭流泪祷告。什么时候呢？大声哀哭流泪祷告。
When did Jesus cry? Crying out loud.
那说在哥西马尼园的时候，
and that was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
He prayed out loud with great tears.
为什么缘故？
Why?
他恳求那救他免死的主。
He prayed to the one who's able to save him from death.
求神不让他到不要到十字架上去。
And to beseech God that he will not need to go on the cross.
他来不是为了钉十字架？
Didn't he come for the purpose?
为了担当我们的罪吗？
To bear our sins?
为什么他这样祈求呢？
Why did he make such requests of God?
因此我们知道，
Francisco, we do know.
主耶稣怕罪，不是怕十字架的苦难。
Jesus was not afraid for the pain of the cross.
这个他已经计算过了。
He has already calculated the
cost. 他最怕的一件事情，
What he feared the most,
就担当我们的罪，
is to bear our sins.
你知道我们的罪多污秽。
You know how filthy our sins.
你知道我们的罪是多败坏。
You know how corrupt.
这不光是这不过是一个人所犯的罪。
This is not just a sin from one person.
神要把千千万万人的罪。
But the sins of all men.
都归在主耶稣身上。
God has placed upon the shoulders
of him. 那一个罪是何等的污秽。
And how filthy that sin.
何等的败坏。
How corrupt.
那个罪是没有办法说的。
And this is those sins are indescribable.
这是要主耶稣圣洁良心呢，是不能忍受的。
And this is something the holy conscience of our Lord cannot bear.
他从来都没有犯过罪。
He had never sinned.
他也是不知道罪的。
He also without the knowledge of sin.
他也是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
所以现在要担当人的罪。
Now he has
把整个的误会的罪都归在主耶稣身上。
All the filthy sins of men.
神看他像个大罪人一样。
God consider him as the chief
sinner. 这件事情，这件事，这一个误会是主耶稣所不能忍受的。
And this filth is something Jesus cannot.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
就是神要弃绝他。
He feared that God would forsake
him. 神为什么要弃绝主耶稣？
Why did God forsake Jesus?
乃是为了我们罪的缘故。
It is for the cause of our sin.
神在弃绝他。
And God has forsaken him.
神把对人所有的愤怒。
God has poured down all the wrath he has on
him. 都归在主耶稣身
上。Upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
他因着人犯罪的缘故。
Because men has sinned.
他把他的愤怒。
He plays his wrath.
把他惩罚。
His punishment.
把他刑罚。本来该归在人身上的，
and all the punishment that was
现在都归在主耶稣身上。
Now he has poured upon our Lord Jesus.
那个惩罚最厉害的惩罚。
And the most severe punishment.
我们还以为说神是要击打他，那是惩罚。
We thought that God will strike him, and that is
最厉害的惩罚。
The most severe punishment from God.
就神弃绝他。
Is when God forsakes.
所以他大声喊着说。
So he cried out loud.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken?
这是他说不能忍受的。
This is something unbearable.
他从太初的时候就与神同在。
He has been with God from the beginning of the world.
从来没有离开过神。
He never left God.
现在因着担当人的罪。
And now because he has to bear the sins of men.
要被人弃，被神，他要被神弃绝。
He has to endure the forsaken.
这是他说不能忍受的。
This is something he cannot bear.
所以主说大声哀哭。
So Jesus cried out.
流泪祷告。
And pray with
him. 恳求救他免死的主。
And earnest beseech the one who is able to save him from this death.
不要照我的意思。
But he says, not according to my will.
只要照你的意思。
According to your will only.
到最终，他还是那顺服。
He still submit himself.
还是让主旨意成就在他身上。
And he allowed what God wanted to do in
him. 虽然是他说不能忍受的。
Although it is something which he cannot bear. 虽然
是最痛苦的一件事。
Although it is the most painful thing for him.
但是他还是让主的旨意成就。
Yet he allowed God's will to be
done. 这就是顺服。
This is submission.
这就是绝对顺服。
This is complete obedience.
这是完全的顺服。
Complete obedience.
弟兄姊妹，就这一个顺服，叫神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, it's this obedience that gives God the glory.
你知道撒旦。
You know Satan.
撒旦是悖逆神。
He is rebellious against God.
完全背逆神了。
Completely rebellious.
这是撒旦的失败。
And this is the failure of Satan.
主耶稣得胜。
Jesus is victorious. It's because of his obedience.
完全的顺服。存心顺服。
His complete obedience.
以至于死。
And brought him to death.
且死在十字架上。
Even to the cross. Even death on the cross.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
他是这样的顺服神。
This is how he is obedient to God. And to cause God's will to be done.
这就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
神使他成为荣耀的大祭司。
And that's why God
made him to be the glorious high priest.
那么这一个顺服就成
了我们得救的根源。
And this obedience becomes the source of our salvation.
很多时候
And many times,
我们想顺服神。
We want to be obedient to God.
但是我们顺服不来。
And yet we cannot.
我们没有力量顺服。
We are powerless to obey.
我们不是不愿意顺服。我们愿意顺服。
It is not because we're unwilling.
但是我们怕害羞。
But we are ashamed.
我怕没有面子。
We are afraid to lose our face.
我们怕付代价。
We're afraid to pay the cost.
我们就顺服不来。
And that's why we cannot obey.
当我们顺服不来的时候，
在这里
有一个顺服的那个顺服的根，那个永远得救的根源。
And here we find the source of our eternal salvation.
到主耶稣这里来。
Come to Jesus.
你摸到主耶稣基督，就摸到那个顺服。
When you touch our Lord Jesus, you have touched His obedience.
那个顺服在里，就那一个永远得救的根源，就使我们得到拯救。
And His obedience is the source of our eternal salvation.
是我们的主耶稣，他是大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus is the high priest.
他是把那个顺服的力量给我们。
He gave us the power to obey.
也叫我们做顺服神的人。
He calls us to be men that are obedient to God.
就说到他是。拯救到底的大祭司。
Lastly, he is a high priest that saved us until the end. He gave us the indestructible life.
拯救我们。
With that life, he has saved us.
使我们达到完全的地步。
So that we can enter into his perfectness.
他说，那个第七章二十五节。
In chapter 7, verse 25.
我最喜欢这一节圣经了。
This is one verse I like the most.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人。
He is able to save forever those who draw near to God through
him. 他都能拯救他的。
He can save them until the end.
我跟弟兄这边讲的时候，我说你把你能啊，要旁边画几个圈，十个圈一个，二十个也，三十个也，一百个都可以的。
You need to, when you read this verse, you need to circle the word able. You need to circle it 20 or 100 times.
念的时候呢，要大声念。
When you read the verse, you need to read this word with great strength.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能大声念什么？拯救到底。
He is able to save forever those who draw near to God through
him.
Since he always lives to
make intercession. 到底就是让我们达到永远。
And he save forever means that he will save us until
eternity. 时间来说要到底。
In the frames of time, he will save us forever.
到底。
In terms of nature, he will also save us until the end.
从哪一方面来说，主都能拯救我们达使我们达到完全的地步。
From every aspect, he will save us until perfection.
他怎么拯救我们呢
？How does he save us?
他说，因为他是长远活着，为我们代求。
It is because he always lives to make intercession for us.
他是我们大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他一直在父的面前为我们代代求。
He continue to intercede on our behalf.
当他代求的时候，圣灵就在我们里头做工。
As he intercede on our behalf, the Holy Spirit will work within us.
让他所求的那成就在我们的身上。
So what he pray for us will be accomplished and done in our lives.
所以我们才能得着拯救。
And that's how we can be saved.
拯救到底。
And be saved till the end.
所以他是。那位拯救到底的大祭司
And so he is the high priest that saves us forever.
这是我们大祭司
This is our high priest.
就盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得一点
I just hope that brothers and sisters can remember these
several points. 这七个你都不一定都能记得但起码记两三个也可以
Maybe you cannot remember all seven points. Maybe just two or three.
那一个要记他是慈悲忠心大祭司这个最好了
The first you remember and it's the easiest that he is a high priest
他是升入高天
merciful and
faithfulness
second he is a high priest that received glory
第三你要记可以记得一个荣耀的大祭司
oh, thirdly he is the great high priest of glory
因为他那个存心顺服以至于是结那个成了一个得救的根源
And because he was obedient until death, and that becomes the source of our eternal salvation.
当我们顺服不来的时候
when we are unable to obey,
我们到这个大祭司跟前
we come before this high priest.
他就把那个顺服的能力给我们
He gave us the power to obey.
那个根源呢，就是一个生命的能力
And the source is the eternal salvation.
所以这个要记得
So this is something you need to remember.
那个不能忘记的
The last one you cannot forget.
是拯救到底的大祭司
That he is the High priest and save us forever.
神所赐给我们的。
This is what God has given us.
一方面是那个使者带领我们。
On one hand, he's the messenger that leads us.
第二方面是大祭司在拯救我们。
Secondly, he's the high priest that saves us.
无论是外面难处也好。
Whether it is the outward difficulties.
无论是我们身体上难处也好。
Or our physical difficulties.
无论是我们里面难处也好。
Or the difficulties we
have within. 无论是我们里头眼而为显的罪也好。
Or maybe the sin that is invisible to other men.
我们大祭司都能够拯救我们。
All these things our high priest is able to save us.
并且拯救我们到底。
And he's able to save us till the end.
这是神所赐给我们的。
This is what God has given us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.